Hi, this is Michael Loff, and today I am demoing an app for your iPhone called Instacart. That's Instacart, and you can also go to the website, instacart.com, so you can use this either on your iPhone or your computer. For today's purposes, we're going to demo its use on the iPhone, but I mentioned the computer because many people may prefer to set up their account using the computer, and that way they can enter their account details like their address, phone number, and email address, maybe easier than they might by tapping it in on their iPhone. First of all, what is Instacart? It is a grocery delivery service. It has become very big with the latest coronavirus and people staying at home and deciding to let other people go to the store for them. In fact, they've hired as many as 300,000 people since March of this year, about 2 months ago as we record this. And they project another 250,000 hires to accomplish the goal of the service that they used to provide, that being delivery sometimes within an hour or at least same-day delivery. Service has been improving, but because of the COVID-19, sometimes it may take a few days to get your delivery. So it may depend on where you are in the country. But we'll go over all those details in this overview of the app. Now, there's a few things we must assume. A, that you are an iPhone user. B, that you have some skills navigating. You have access to the App Store, have your password, or and can install apps. Have a basic use of gestures on the iPhone.
Instacart.
First of all, a few caveats before we go further. Instacart is a subscription service. You either pay $9.99 a month or $98 a year, which will save you a monthly average of $1.74, or what would be equivalent to, $20.88 over the course of a year. That's just access to the service itself. Then in addition to that, you pay 5% on top of your charge to the person who shops. Now, that may sound like a lot, but think about what they're doing. They're actually taking their vehicle, going to the store, shopping, getting all your food items, checking out, getting in their vehicle, and delivering it to you. Now, I want to say to your door, as with COVID-19, some of them are dropping the items off without coming into your apartment or home. Others are still doing so, maybe wearing a mask, up to the individual shopper. But I want to kind of get you excited about its capabilities. I would argue you could overcome the subscription charges because the fact that you can shop yourself and choose your items and compare prices, that ultimately you will save a lot of money by shopping yourself. Not to mention the independence of it, not having to rely on someone else to go to the store and maybe not getting exactly what you wanted or making bad choices when it comes to replacements. So there's a lot of benefits to this service, not to mention just the ability to live independently without needing to have someone drop what they're doing to come and help you. Don't get me wrong, those who have that, that's a great ability to have. But even if you get help, maybe sometimes you want to spend more time looking at what are competing products, what else is out there, and what are its costs, and what is the, how many cents per ounce, you know, what is the price versus the quantity that you get. There's a lot that goes into shopping. So if you love to grocery shop, you love food, maybe you're a foodie and you want particular items, whatever the case may be, you just want to live independently, Instacart is definitely something to consider. So let's quit talking and show you a little bit about how it works.
Michael Louth button.
Okay, so at the very beginning, there's your name. So you can go in there and there'll be your settings. When you first install the app, you will either have to sign in or log into an existing account. Click sign in and create your account on the phone. Or as I said, you may prefer to go to the website instacart.com, instacart.com, and create it. It's going to ask for your name, address, telephone number, email address. And of course, you're going to need all of those, your phone and email, because they're going to have ways to contact you as they're shopping and preparing your order. And your address, obviously, know where to deliver it, and credit card information, because items are charged to your credit card.
Cart empty button. Back to home. Current store. Sam's Club. Delivery in 47,715.
Okay, so the first thing is, what stores are available to you is going to depend on where you live. In Indiana, for example, there are 289 towns that are served by Instacart. So more communities than not have some form of service. But how many stores are you going to have? Some may have as many as 30 stores. Some may only have one store, like Aldi's. Great products and great prices. It's not the Aldi's, if you haven't been there in a few years, it's not the Aldi's you may know of in the past of having all generic things. There's some really good stuff there at great prices. Very health conscious. company. So that is certainly one store I would look at. I have a total of 9 stores to choose from. I tend to do most of my shopping at Aldi's or Sam's Club. And of course, Sam's, you don't have to have a membership card to shop, but if you do, it trims 10% off the price. That card is $45 a year. So if you're going to spend more than $450, so we'll say if you think you're going to spend at least $500 a year, it is worth it to go ahead and buy that card, which you can do right through the app. As I will show you, it shows you the regular price and the discount by having that Sam's card. Let's show you how to add some items and get you pumped up about the capabilities here. So right now we currently have Sam's as the store. But what else can we choose from?
Fresh Time Farmers Market, Les, Aldi, Sam's Club, visited 3 days ago. Button.
So it tells you the last time you were there. And one neat thing is stores that you visited, you can open up past orders and you can go ahead and add those to your cart. So that is one very quick way to reorder items. Maybe you don't want everything that you bought the last time, but if you add it to your cart, then you can go through and swipe down and remove maybe the 3 or 4 items or whatever it is you don't want from that past order, but a very quick way to reorder things. So again, in Evansville, I have
Sam's Club button, Aldi button, Fresh Time Farmers Market, Gordon Food Service, Schnucks button.
Schnucks, which is a company based in St. Louis.
Meyer button.
Meyer, you may have heard of. It's kind of a Midwest store.
CVS Pharmacy registered.
And CVS button. Pharmacy, you can get various things that they sell. You cannot get prescription drugs, although I'm told they're working out a deal specifically with Costco.
Target button.
Target, you can get items purchased and brought to you from Target.
The Fresh Market button. Costco button.
So you'll first need to see what is available in your area.
Sam's Club button.
So first we need to choose a store. We'll start at Sam's Club.
Back to home button. Explore tab. Selected. Shop tab.
Okay, so the first one is the shop tab.
Explore tab.
The explore tab.
Savings tab.
The savings tab, giving you coupons and weekly specials.
Your items tab. 4 of 4.
And your items. So things that you may have purchased before. So those are all helpful.
Search Sam's Club. Ellipsis button. Search field.
So you can tap on that and search. So we'll try that.
Search field is editing. Search Sam's Club. Ellipsis.
Now there's two ways to search.
Point to start.
You can use your voice or you can type in a few characters.
Dictate.
Chicken.
Thinking. Chicken thighs boneless skinless. Chicken breasts boneless skinless. Back button. Back to home button. Your items. View more button. Next service availability. Tomorrow button.
Okay, so the next service availability is tomorrow and it will show me some items I've previously purchased.
Your items, view more, button, heading.
So you can either look at just a few, or you can click on view more, and then if you click on view more...
All items, button, shop your last order, favorites, button.
You can shop your last order, or you can go into favorites, and you can add items as you go through here.
By category, button.
By category.
Your lists, button.
Your lists.
All items, button.
All heading. Items.
All items, heading.
And what that'll do, I like that one, it'll show you pretty much everything that you've bought before from this store.
Members, mark cards, bananas, 3 LBS, $1.33, price before promotion. $1.45, 12 cents off, 3 times LB button, adjustable.
So of course, Sam's you're buying in bulk, so 3 pounds of bananas, which is maybe 6 or 7 bananas. It's not as many as you'd think, but it's $1.33, but it shows you it was $1.45, so you get a 10% discount. Now, if I want to add those, I swipe up once.
Add it to cart, open cart, bananas, 3 LBS, $1.33, price before promotion, $1.45, 12 cents off. 3 times LB, 1 in cart button, adjustable.
So you can, once you hear it's added, you don't have to listen to all that, but it tells you that there's 1 in cart. Now there's another way you can approach this. I'm going to remove it.
Removed from cart.
But now what I'm going to do is double tap on the bananas.
Dismiss button, quantity chooser, 1, adjustable.
So you also have the quantity chooser, but you have more information about the product, including related items.
Favorite button, share button, related items, view more button.
You get the related items, so...
Large cantaloupe, $2. Price before promotion, $2.19. Large clementine mandarins, $6.01. Price before promotion, $6.58. 57 cents off, 5 times LB button.
The prices sound high, but you know, like 5 pounds of mandarin oranges. So that's just Sam. So maybe Aldi would be a better example. But just to show you how it works...
Honeycrisp apples, $8.37. Price before promotion, $9.15. 78 cents off, 4 pounds bag button.
So that's a 4 pound bag of apples. I may go over to Aldi just to show you so that the prices make sense, because here you're buying in very large quantity. But as you see, you have then the options to add other products. So you can either swipe up and add 1, 2, 3, or 4, or you can double tap and get more information, including ingredients, related items. So maybe there's a particular type of seasoning that you like. You can click and find related seasonings or salad dressings or whatever it is that you may be interested in. So that's two ways. In addition to browsing previous orders, you have 3 different ways to add items to your cart. And I think that's very important. You have to spend at least $35. That is the one criterion. But believe me, with today's food prices, it's not hard to come up with $35. But that is the one thing to make it worth the time of the shopper and everything to deliver it to you. And, you know, it makes sense. It's not hard at all to spend $35 on groceries.
But dismiss button. Sam's Club. Back button.
I think
Sam's Club.
To prove my point, we're going to go to Aldi, and I'm going to choose $35, and we'll see what we can buy. Let's set a $50 price limit. Let's see what we can buy for $50.
Current store, back to home, button. Current store, Sam's Club, delivery in 4. Current store, Sam's Club, reorder, button. Aldi, last ordered 5 days ago, button.
Okay, so when you click on current store, you double tap on that, and it'll let you choose from the available stores in your market. I'm going to go to Aldi.
Aldi, back to home, button. Current store, Aldi. Parkview Uncured Jumbo Franks, $1.09, 15 ounces, button. Adjustable.
There you go, got some Parkview, which is a good brand. Also, their Kirkland, very good in their meats, chicken, and such. Parkview Franks. So if you like hot dogs, just for the sake of being economic here, I'm going to add one.
Add it to cart, open cart. Parkview Friendly Farms 2% milk, 79 cents, 0.5 gallons, button.
Okay, adjustable. Half gallon, 79 cents. I think a whole gallon's $1.09, but if I buy more than a half, it'll go to waste, so I'll add one.
Add it to cart, open cart. Nature's Nectar Premium Orange Juice, not from concentrate with calcium and vitamin D. $2.19, 52 fluid ounces.
Good.
Adjustable.
OJ.
Added one quantity to cart. Gold hen grade large eggs, $1.55, 12 count, button.
Okay,
adjustable.
I don't really use a lot of eggs, but I'll add a dozen.
Added one quantity to cart. Added to cart, open cart. Gold hen grade. Friendly Farms chocolate milk, 85. Breakfast, best breakfast croissant, $3.25, 18 ounces, button. Adjustable.
I'm gonna add one of those.
Added one
those are good.
Cart.
It's added four to cart, sausage, cart. Egg, and
breakfast,
cheese croissants, and they're
croissant.
Very
Kirkwood
good.
Fresh chicken thighs, at $1.29, /LB, out of stock. Button. Bone-in center cut pork chops at $2.99 /LB. Out of stock. View more. Button.
So.
Savings for you. View more. Button. Crest extra whitening complete toothpaste. Clean mint $3.25. Save $1. 5.4 ounces. Button. Adjustable.
I need some toothpaste? Well,
add one quantity to cart. Add. Save $1. Button. Coupon savings up to.
You could just spend all day just browsing and looking at all of the different things that you can buy.
Explore. Tab. 2 of 4. Departments. Heading.
If you choose the Explore tab, you can choose through the various departments.
Aldi finds vegan, organic, frozen, meat and seafood, deli, button, canned goods, produce, button, dairy and eggs, snacks, button, pantry, button, bakery, button, beverages, button, household, button, dry goods and pasta, button, international, button, breakfast, button, personal care, button, babies, button, pets, button, floral, button. Shop tab 1 of 4.
The departments will vary depending on what store you go to, but they're generally in those categories of meat, seafood, frozen, dairy and eggs, bread, cereals. So like that's going to vary between your stores, but you can go into the departments and get more of whatever it is that you like.
Card 6 items button.
So right there we know we have 6 items. What if we want to know how much we spent? We can tap on the card.
Icon arrow large left. Personal cart. Shopping in 47,000. My carts. Button. $35 minimum. To checkout. $12.12. Aldi. $12.12. Next delivery. Tomorrow. Button. Heading.
I've spent $12.12 on 6 items. So you see the deals that you can get for Aldi. And I notice that people who shop and deliver, they're really pumped up about it. They believe in it. They believe in the great prices and the quality of food and the savings passed along to the customers.
Icon arrow large left. Back. Button. Search. Heading. Search field. Back search field is editing. Search Aldi. Ellipsis. Dictate.
Cookies.
Keys G. Inserted cookies.
Now you can tap the search button, but sometimes right above the keyboard you will see some options.
G. Sandwich cookies. Coconut cookies. Valentine flowers. Floral candy. Candies. Chocolate truffle cookies. Cheesecake dessert. Oatmeal cookies. Peanut butter cookies. Oreos cookies. Chocolate chip cookies.
I love me some in chocolate progress. Chip.
Showing results for chocolate chip cookies. Benton's Chewy Chocolate Chip Cookies, $1.35, 13 ounces, buy it again badge, button.
Yeah, as you can see, they are good. I've had them before. I will add one.
Add it to cart, open cart. Benton's Chewy Chocolate Chip Cookies, $1.35, 13 ounces, back button, cart. 7 items.
If you're like me, if you go to a new store, you could easily spend 2-3 hours just going through every department and learning everything that store has. Now, that may be obsessive, but I don't know if you really like food or just, it's just a level of independence that we as blind persons really have not had before. Not just that we have to go, I want some eggs and some chicken, and we can see all the different brands and options and sizes. All these capabilities are there, or you can see how many different types of coffees there are, or teas. I think it's a very amazing technology and service.
Produce button.
So again, you can choose the departments and see what do they have in produce.
Browse departments. Back button. Produce. Cart. Fresh vegetables button. Fresh fruits button. packaged vegetables and fruits. Button. Fresh dips and tapenades. Button. Fresh herbs. Button. Fresh vegetables. View 52 more. Button.
So then it'll show you a few fresh vegetables, and if you think that's really what you want, you can double tap and see, in this case, up to 52 items, or you can just browse a few and then swipe over to the next area. It shows you a few of each until you can decide exactly what it is that you want.
Baby peeled carrots. Package. 99 cents. 16 ounces. Button.
There you
adjustable.
Go. Baby carrots.
Brussels sprouts. Package. $3.19. 1 pound.
So as you see, you can choose
broccoli,
those.
Sweet onion. Multicolored. Organic baby. Cauliflower. 2. Celery. Package. Baking potatoes. Cucumber. 6. View more. Button.
Okay, so now you can go to the next category.
Fresh fruits. View 36 more. Button.
So again, if you want to see just a few selections or see all 36 in there, you can double tap that button right there.
Organic banana. Strawberries. Pack. Blueberries. Pack. Mandarin. Large seedless water. Honeycrisp apples. Lemons. Bag. Red grapes. $1. Organic blueberries. Green grapes. $1. View more. Button.
You could pause. It'll tell you the quantity, the price. Now, sometimes it doesn't tell you the quantity. Most cases it does, but occasionally it doesn't. I hope from this you're beginning to see the power of it and just all the selection. You can go in, like I said, on any of those. You can just swipe up if you want to add it to your cart. You can keep swiping up if you want to go to 2, 3, 4, or you can double tap to get more information, find related products, and find out calories, the content, you know, ingredients. Some food that sound good by name, but when you go and look at it and see how much MSG or sugars or fats or exactly what it's made of, it doesn't sound so tasty anymore. So we do have to add a few more items so that we can show you the checkout process.
Little Salad Bar Garden Salad, 99 cents, 12 ounces.
Okay,
button.
I want to buy
adjustable.
A salad.
Added one quantity to cart. Added to increased quantity. Two quantity in cart.
So we got two
little
of those
salad
in
bar,
cart.
Garden salad. Browse departments. Back button.
Okay.
Browse department.
So I want to go to a different department.
Search. Beverages. Button.
Let's see what they got in beverages.
In progress. Cocoa and drink mixes. Coffee. View 42 more. Button.
Oh, let's look at the coffees.
Coffee. Heading. Cart. 8 items. Sort. Button. Filters. Button.
There's all kinds of filters you can use in here to reduce what you see. Let's for example, do the filters.
In progress. Brands. Store brand. Button. Verisimo. Button. Beaumont. Button. Show more brands. Button. Nutrition. Heading. Organic. Button. Gluten-free. Button. Vegan. Button. Show more nutrition. Apply button.
So you could choose any of these categories and click apply and reduce the number of search results to what you really want. So if you only do ground coffee or you only want bean coffee, you can do that. Or if you have a particular brand you like, I heard that Beaumont's really good. I know their ice cream is awesome. I haven't really tried their coffee.
Beaumont button. Selected Beaumont.
So I chose Beaumont. Now I'm going to
show more nutrition, organic, gluten, vegan. Show more apply button.
Apply. And now my coffee results will be limited to Beaumont.
Beaumont Colombian ground coffee, $6.15. Beaumont classic roast coffee, $5.39, 30.5 ounces button.
Not too bad, $5.39 for just under 2 pounds.
Beaumont Colombian ground coffee, $6.15, 24. Beaumont instant regular coffee, $3. Beaumont decaf instant coffee. Beaumont decaf ground coffee. Can't find it yet? Try these related.
So that's what you have under the Beaumont brand.
Beaumont classic roast coffee, $5.39, 30.5 ounces.
I'll take one of those.
Beaumont classic roast coffee. Added one quantity to cart. Added increased quantity. Two quantity in cart. Beaumont classic roast coffee.
Two in cart.
Beverages. Back button. Deli. Button. In progress. Specialty cheeses. Button. Lunch meat. Button. Prepared meals. Button. Fresh dips and tapenades. Button. Specialty cheeses. View all. Button. Lunch meat. Button.
Let's see what's in the lunch meat department.
Deli. Lunch meat mesquite turkey. $2.59. 9 ounces. Button.
Okay,
adjustable.
You got some mesquite turkey. We'll add that.
Added one quantity to cart. Added to cart. Lunch meat oven roasted turkey. $2. Appleton Farms bite size spicy salami. $4.39. 8 ounces. Button. Lunch meat uncured smoked ham. $2.59. 9 ounces. Button.
You'll buy some
adjustable.
Smoked ham.
Added one quantity to cart. Lunchmate roasted turkey breast, to Lunchmate sliced cooked ham, to Lunchmate ham and turkey sub kit, $5.69, 20 ounces, button.
There you
adjustable.
Go, a ham turkey sub kit. That sounds kind of good. I've never done that before.
Added to cart, open cart, deli, back button, deli, browse departments, back button, browse department, frozen, button.
Let's see in the frozen.
In progress, frozen meals, button, frozen meat and seafood, button, frozen produce, button, frozen breakfast, button, frozen appetizers and sides, button, frozen pizza, button. Frozen dessert, button. Ice cream and ice, button.
Oh, they got some awesome ice cream at Aldi.
Frozen breads and doughs, button.
Economical and cheap. You can't beat that.
Frozen juice, button. Frozen meals, view 28 more, button. Friano cheese ravioli, $2.99, 25 ounces.
I really have not had anything where Aldi and I can say is bad quality. I mean, I've had some that I'm like, well, I wish there was a little bit more meat to that. That's like the Bremer. So you kind of learn like anything, any store, you learn brands that you like and brands you don't like. Like Beaumont's good, Kirkland. The first time you go to a new store, you buy a smaller sample, see if you like that. Kind of the way I approach it is when I do an order, I'll buy one new thing I never bought before just to try something else. Very seldom is something I'm just not going to eat. So
Friano cheese ravioli, $2.99, 25 ounces. Button.
I'll try a can of ravioli.
Zero in cart. Added one quantity to cart. Frozen meat and seafood. View 61 more. Kirkwood breaded chicken breast patties, $4.09, 23.8 ounces. Button.
Those adjustable. Are good because they're very lightly breaded. They taste really good. Anything that the Kirkland is good. Good stuff, in my opinion.
Added to cart. Open cart. Frozen produce. View 36 more.
And button. Again, if you tap adding. That, you're going to see 36 in addition to the few that it shows you here.
Season's Choice Frozen Broccoli Florets. 99 cents. 12 ounces.
Button. I'll take some broccoli. Adjustable.
Added one quantity to cart. Season's Choice Frozen California Medley. $1.05. 12 ounces. Button.
That's pretty
adjustable.
Good. Mixed veggie.
Browse departments. Back button. Browse department. Deli. Button. Canned goods. Button. In progress. Browse department. Canned and Jared vegetables. Canned meals and beans. Canned fruit and applesauce. Canned meat and seafood. Button. Soup, broth and bouillon. Canned meals and beans. Button. In progress. Item loading. Brookdale corned beef hash. $1.85. 15 ounces. Button.
That's pretty
adjustable.
Good. Corned beef hash because it's really just corned beef. About 15 ounces and you can make it with eggs or kind of a good breakfast. Or I guess you could put it together with some potatoes or something. Make you a little hash thing going on there.
Brookdale beef stew. $1.89. 20 ounces. Button.
Pretty good. Beef
adjustable.
Stew.
That's added one quantity to cart.
Take one of those.
Added to cart. Brookdale chili no beans. $1.09. Brookdale chili no beans. $1. Brookdale chili with beans. 99 cents. 15 ounces. Added one quantity to cart. Canned goods. Back button.
How much do you think we've spent so far?
Cart. 18 items. Button. Go to checkout. $49.10. Button.
There you go. 18 items. We came in under 50. $49.10. All aren't things I would buy. Many of them I would, but just to show you how to add items, let's check out.
Go to checkout. $49.10. Button. In progress. Personal cart. Back button.
Okay, so now we're in the checkout menu. Now, first, in the cart, you could make changes. So when it says 18 items, you could swipe up or down or remove or increase the quantity. That's something you could do there.
Aldi order. Heading. Delivery address. 5006. Choose delivery time. Delivery time. Collapsed. Incomplete.
So by default, button. It's collapsed. Heading. You tap on that.
Choose delivery time. Delivery time. Saturday. Choose delivery time. Saturday, April 25th, APR 25. Adjustable.
Okay, so you can adjust that. You can get your food tomorrow. It's already late, and it's after 7 o'clock here. When they get things back up to speed, sometimes you can get it the same day within a couple hours. And again, that's just going to depend on your market and the time of day and how many people are buying, because there's certain times everyone wants groceries at the same time. But they promise they're going to have 1-2 hour delivery here within a month or so again.
High demand is impacting available delivery windows. When you choose fast and flexible, your order will be taken by the first available shopper and you'll be notified with an estimated delivery time.
So you can do fast and flexible if you like.
Fast and flexible. Tomorrow. Free. Button. 2 p.m. 4 p.m. Free. Button.
So if you really want to limit it, and right now it's a 2-hour window. I think eventually it'll get back to a 1-hour window. So we're going to choose 2 to 4 p.m.
Choose delivery time. Tomorrow. APR 25. 2 p.m. 4 p.m. Delivery instructions. Collapsed. Incomplete. Delivery instructions. Expanded. Add delivery instructions optional. Text field.
So you can add specific instructions. Say, you know, if you're in apartment 208, which you're going to have that in your address, but you could say second floor or press buzzer for me to allow access to the building or any specific instructions. Third apartment from the end. So that's where you can give some details about getting to your location.
Add delivery instructions optional. Checkbox. Unchecked. Leave at my door if I am not around.
Okay, so this is important. It's unchecked by default. Leave at my door if I'm not around. I would not recommend this because there could be people that steal food. I would leave that unchecked. But if you live in a good place and you know that that's all right, if you want to step out and do something or, you know, but they do that for liability purposes. So I would leave it unchecked myself, but you can check it. My concern is, with so many new people coming on board, there is always the possibility, and it has happened to me once, where your food is delivered to the wrong place. Now, I will give them credit. They made good on it. They, the next day, sent someone out with a replacement order at no cost to me. Normally, you can do that right through the app and the rating process, which I could show you. But right now, because of the COVID-19 and people are working from home, that I couldn't call them, even though it gave me a phone number to do so, and I could check out that I was dissatisfied, but really to communicate with someone and get things taken care of, I had to go online to the website and initiate a chat. and talk with someone and explain, here's the problem, items were not delivered. I have found that if you had that rare but possible scenario of food being sent to the wrong place, that at least as of now, you need to go online to the website to take care of that. I hope pretty soon they'll get that resolved as things get back to normal and their staff can work in office. Because I had one time where the person dropped it off but didn't knock, and they actually called me and said, hey, we noticed he dropped it off. We apologize for him not knocking and communicating, and we see you have ice cream, so please let us know if anything thawed or needs replaced. So the company is very good and ethical in that regard.
By selecting this option, you accept full responsibility for your order after it has been delivered unattended, including any loss due to theft or damage due to temperature sensitivity.
So again, I would leave that checkbox to leave unattended uncheck.
Continue button. Continue. Delivery instructions. Collapsed. Completed. Button.
So,
heading. Mobile number 8. Choose a payment method. Visa 9000. 18 items. Brookdale beef stew. Totals. Heading.
So there's 18 items. You could tap on that and then review if you need to make any changes.
Totals. Heading. Delivery tip 5.0%. $2.46. Subtotal $49.10. Delivery. Free. Service fee. Free. Original price $2.46. Est. Sales tax 23 cents.
We don't have text on most food items here.
Total $51.79.
So there you go. $51.79 for 18 items.
By placing your order, you agree to be bound by the Instacart terms of service and privacy policy. Your card will be temporarily authorized for $60. Your statement will reflect the final order total after order completion. Learn more.
They withhold a little bit more in case you either add some items or maybe they replace something that costs a little bit more. But as soon as your transaction is complete, at least for me, they say it could take up to 7 days, but it's always been instantaneous that they bill you for the amount that you spend. In this case, it's going to be $51.79.
A bag fee may be added to your final total if required by law or the retailer. The fee will be visible on a receipt after delivery. Add promo code button.
There's promo codes.
Place order button.
Okay, and then there's the place order. Now, I'm not going to do that because I don't want these particular items. And if there's interest, maybe I'll do another demo and actually submit it. But once I click submit, it says something like, waving hand, thank you. Your order has been received. You're scheduled for delivery Saturday, April 25th from 2 to 4 p.m. Then when the shopper begins shopping, you will, and I'll show you, can be texted as well, but it's kind of redundant because you'll hear little tones. It'll tell you as someone's shopping how many items, like one of 18, 3 of 18, and if there's any replacements made. Maybe there's certain things I only want that product, and if they don't have it, then I don't really want it replaced. Or if they do replace it, I want to be very specific on what it's replaced with. Okay, so if you don't wish to buy right now, the good thing is it'll leave it in your cart. You can close out the app. And you can even go to another store. And so you could have delivery from two different stores, which won't be the same person. It'll be two different people. I would not recommend it only because, as I said, I had an experience where one of the orders was great. I'm sure the other one would have been great, but it wasn't delivered to me. It was delivered to 53 instead of 63, 5 units away. So now I know to look outside for that. And again, they made good on it. They replaced the items, but it made it harder for me to dispute because the two orders were merged into one. So I would say if you want to buy from two stores, go ahead and finish the order from your first store and then go ahead and begin the order process for your second store. So again, once you click submit, you'll have the option to choose replacement items. You can either go with their default or double tap on it and remove that item so I don't want any replacement, or I can choose something else that would be a better preference if they don't have the item in stock that you want. Sometimes they give you a chance to make money. Referral $10 if you refer another friend, and it can bring up all your contacts and you can text other people if you want to do that. I don't like to do that. It's kind of annoying. And it wants to show you all your contacts. So go down to the bottom right of your screen and click next and get past that. They don't even prompt me anymore for that, but they may since you're new with it. And as I said, then when they begin shopping for your order, you'll hear little notifications and you can actually chat with the shopper, which is kind of nice. It'll tell you how many items. It'll tell you if they made replacements and what those replacements were. Some shoppers will reach out to you and say, hey, if they don't have this, but they have this, do you want it? And you can say yes or no. So if you're comfortable and familiar with chatting, it's very helpful to do that. But you can text your shopper. Sometimes you can call and talk to the shopper. They'll call you. But they did that more when they first started. But now that they have the replacement options in there, there's a little bit less of that. So again, that there's something that just comes down to the personal shopper. In my experience, females have done a little better job than males. I only say that because the things that I've had wrong, like delivery to the wrong address and the food being left outside, were both males. But I'm sure there's a lot of guys that do great work. But again, I think because so many new people were onboarded at the same time in March, and even, as I said, in the next month or so, bringing on another 250,000 people, You know, you're going to have growing pains that come with it. But I've been very happy with the service. As you can see, it's great prices. You have the ability to shop around different stores. And like anything, you'll learn as you go. You can add items as favorites. Like I said, you can go into past orders and you can see how much you spent. And you can either add the whole thing to your cart and then go in your cart and then swipe down and remove the items you don't want. So it's a very powerful service. And so as they are preparing your order, once it's done, they'll tell you, smiling, waving hands, hey, your order's completed, stored in a safe, refrigerated place, which it may or may not be. Sometimes it says that and they're just going to the checkout and they hop in their car and bring it to you. I guess in some larger markets, someone might shop a couple orders and someone else may actually deliver it. But generally here, and for most people that I'm aware of, the same person shops and delivers the food to your door. I hope they keep that. I suppose from an efficiency standpoint, it would be better for certain people to shop and others could be drivers. But I think it makes more sense because if you shopped only, you wouldn't be necessarily getting the tip. And you could have a great shopper and then have a driver that doesn't pay attention and take things to the wrong place. So I hope they continue. That's nice to meet the shopper. Most of them are all very friendly. No one's ever really been rude. And under normal non-COVID circumstances, they'll say, where do you want the food? And you can tell them either set it on your bar or your table. I really can't recommend the service highly enough. Generally speaking, you're going to have great service. I do know some people that have had issues, either got extra things they didn't order or didn't get a few things that they did order. You'll get a text telling you the driver's on his way, and you'll get another one telling you the driver is almost there. That's about a minute or two. So again, if you live in an apartment complex or something with a lot of different places, or you live in an apartment building or something, this is the time you might want to just be watching out just to make sure your items are not going to go somewhere else or that you can actually meet the shopper. Because at least during COVID-19, some of them are just dropping the stuff outside your door. And that way, you know, you can get everything right away. But generally, under normal circumstances, they're going to knock on your door and bring the food in or ask you what you want to do. I can't speak highly enough for the service. I hope that's enough to get you the vibe on how it works. We can certainly take questions here in the Zoom conference room and ask your specific concerns because there are going to be things I may not even think of. I've been using it for 4 years. I didn't realize it was that long. I did not realize that I've been using this since 2016. With that, let's take some questions and see what's on your mind today.